And welcome back to the Wrangell High Gym here. Well, Glacier Bears are out on the court first here with 2:29 to go before the second half play here. Wrangell leads by 7, 19-12. But the foul situation, and we were talking about that a little bit here, the Glacier Bears have been to the free throw line 16 times and only made 3 of those, while the Wrangell Wolves have been there 12 times and made 5. Both coaches had to make some adjustments and bring kids off the bench that they probably normally wouldn't have in that situation. But with foul trouble, Audison has 2, Stokes picks up 2, Gerald has 2, Gillen has 2, Acuna has 2 for the Wrangell Wolves. Glacier Bears, Klinger with 2, and Stearns with 3, and then of course Glacier Bears weren't quite as deep and as far as foul trouble goes as the Wrangell Wolves, but both coaches had to make some adjustments. And then you could kind of see that in final, you know, part of the play, but
right.
You know, just kind of the way it goes sometimes when fouls are in there.
Yeah, I think Wrangell ended that half with 13 fouls and Haynes with 8.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah, but you could definitely see that when he had to pull out some of those starters who started getting 2 fouls each, that, you know, they weren't playing as aggressively anymore.
No, well, it changed things around.
I mean,
you're bringing people in. Coach Stokes, of course, you know, he's bringing his bench in that didn't get a lot of playing time last night. I mean, they got in for a short time, but tonight they spent a lot of time out on the court, and that's good in the long run. You need to get those games in ahead of time so those kids are ready to go if you happen to need them later on. Well, both coaches have their players over on their side. We have a nice view of the ball game here. We're sitting about midcourt looking down on the court. We're up above the features by quite a bit. And the only thing is we have the pep band right in our ear, but that's the way it goes. But anyhow...
they're really belting it out right now, too.
And I want to remind folks that it was a 2 overtime game, a double overtime game in that JV game. The Wrangell Wolves finally winning it by a score of 67-60. But Hudson Sage had a nice game in that one. He scored, you know, 20 points. But Klinger and Swinton both had 11. Keegan picked up 8. Fowler and Palmieri had 4 in that one. So definitely a good ball game. The folks here in town, not quite as big a crowd tonight as last night, but boy, they certainly were into it. All right, Glacier Bears out on the court. Wrangell Wolves, starters Howell, Audison, Stokes, Gerald, and Gillen for the Wolves, and they're going to have the basketball to start with. For the Glacier Bears, same starters. Or no, they've got Swinton out there this time now. All right, comes out of the right-hand side to Stokes. He'll get the ball back in the hands of Howell. They're just reversing it out way beyond the three-point arc. Glacier Bears in a man-to-man defense. They push it down alley-oop inside, up and in. As went to Gillen, and that was a nice setup there, and Gillen got the easy lay-in out of it. Went across the top and just laid it up and in. Glacier Bears come back down. Not full court pressure, but they picked them up right at the half court line and forced a turnover. I don't think the Glacier Bears are ready for that one. Howell have the basketball now. Glacier Bears down 21-12. Stokes comes left-hand side. He's left-handed stop. Little jumper off the back there. No rebound down to Klinger. Klinger gets the ball back into the hands of Lynch. Over to Badger there across the half court line, just beginning third quarter play here. 7:20 to go in the third quarter. Badger brings it out to the top. Wolves stay in that 2-3 zone defense, but they extend it way out. Goes to Green, who almost turns the ball back over, but Swinton comes up with it. Green drives inside, wants to put up the shot. Isn't going to be able to draw the foul on it. The official steps over here. It's going to be on the floor, it looks like. He's pointing down anyway. And the foul's going to be on 44. And if that's the case, that'll be Audison. That'll be his third personal foul. We'll see. Coach Stokes keeps him in the ballgame. Boston's up discussing just a bit. He wanted the 2 shots out of the deal, but the official said no, it was on the ground. All right. Inbound goes back into Klinger. He's double-teamed. Long cross-court pass to Lynch. Back out to Green, over to Badger. And back into Klinger at the free throw line extended. He tries to go down low, doesn't get it, however, and is stolen away by the Wrangell Wolves. They'll come down the right-hand side. Gerald stops, puts up a jumper about 15. He gets it. Nobody picked him up. He had 15 points last night. Surprising, that's his first 2 points. Now the Wolves come out, three-quarter pressure, and they try for the trap at the half court. Don't get it, however, and they come back to Lynch. He'll stop, looks inside, tries to go, knocked away, fought for underneath, still tied up. And now we're going to see as both boys are sitting on top of the basketball. I don't know if they even had their hands on it. They were just sitting on it. Looks like Lynch is coming out. Stearns is checking into the ball game.
I guess you can call that a held-up ball, though.
Well, we couldn't see it. It was in there someplace. All right. Swinton with the ball. Alley-oop inside. Just almost through the hands of Klinger, but Green's able to get a hold of it and goes back in the hands of Badger. Over to Stearns, long three, a little bit short, going to go out of bounds. And the ball will go back to the Wrangell Wolves at the 6:20 mark. Sage comes in. Looks like Stearns is going to come out of the ball game. I suspect Coach was not happy with that shot selection there. He was covered, plus he was a long ways from the basket. 23-12 is the score. Stokes will bring it up slowly. Goes right-hand side, looking, can't find anybody. Now they come back to Odison. Not there. He'll bring it back out to Stokes. Three-pointer on the way. This one bounces up and in, and he's got a nice time bounce off the rim, and that's his fifth point of the ball game as it dropped in, and that was a three-pointer. Over to Green. Green gets the ball into hands of Badger. Stops. They're not letting Badger get any of those three-pointers tonight. Somebody's right in there with a hand up, and it's been tough for him. Sage tries to go inside to Klinger, almost tapped away, but Green able to get it. Come back to Sage. Stops. Goes back inside. Should have put the shot up. Tried to go to Klinger, however, as he was at three-throw line, nobody was there. Now Klinger tries to drive down the side, fight for it. Klinger comes up with it. He's tied up, and we're going to have a jump ball out of it. Looks like the possession is going to go to the Wrangell Wolves.
And like you said about Badger, you know, last night he had a 5 out of 9 from, you know, the three-point line, and tonight he's only got 2 attempts. No.
Well, they've extended out the defense now. They're not going to let him get away with that. All right, Stokes kicks the ball back out and goes through the hands of Gerald, and he's able to get the ball back in the hands of Badger, and he comes up with it. Gerald just wasn't able to hang on to it. Now Stokes makes the steal. Stokes and Howell are coming down. Stokes comes back out the left-hand side, makes a poor decision there, and now there's going to be a foul as Howell is going to get whistled for the foul, and that'll be his second. Both boys were...
Actually, I think that'll be his third.
Maybe his...
Yeah.
Yeah, his third, yeah. And both boys, Aaron Howell and Blake Stokes, were within about 5 or 6 feet of each other. They needed to space it out, and they kind of realized that it was a little bit too late then, and they turned the basketball over.
Badger right in the middle of them.
Yeah. It was about the Badger. Gets it across the half-court line. Long alley-oop pass stolen away by Stokes. Stokes, and now this time he stops, lets it open up, fires up the three, doesn't go. Ball is going to be controlled by the Wolves as he gets it back into Stokes. They go back inside, and now the shot was put up by Gerald, but he's going to be fouled by the Glacier Bears. And
I think that's going to be Klinger's third.
That might be Klinger's third. He was
right there.
It is going to be his. And I kind of thought that, but I didn't want to say it. But now that it's up there on the board officially, that's what it's going to be anyhow. All right, looks like we're going to have a full timeout taken by the Haynes Glacier Bears here. So we're going to turn it back to the KHNS studios for 1 minute. We'll be back in 1 minute. Here, 4:49 to go in the third quarter.
And Bryce Gerald is going to take his first trip to the line tonight. He only has 2 points. His first free throw is going to be good, though. Take him up to 3 points. Take the Wrangell Wolves to 27. His second shot is on the way. It is good as well, so he is at 4 points tonight. And Haynes has got the ball, and it's going to be Badger trying to get to Klinger, but that is intercepted by Gerald. Going to take it out to Gillen and then over to Stokes. Stokes going to take it back a little bit far and dribble around looking for an opening. Over to Howell, back to Gillen. back to Stokes. Stokes going to take it in for two. Shot is up and no good, but it is recovered by Mikey Otteson. Otteson going to take it over to Gillen and then out to Howell. Back to Gillen. Gillen's looking for an opening. They're playing it back a little far, but they're going to get it over to Stokes. Stokes is going to bring it in to Otteson. Otteson's going to take it back up to the top to Howell. Back over to Gillen. Looks like they're passing a lot, just trying to find the right opening, taking their time. Over to Stokes. Stokes back up at the top. Take it to the left to Howell. Howell's going to put it up for two. Going to miss. It's going to be rebounded by Mikey Otteson. He's going to try to put it up again, and the foul. And that foul is going to be on Klinger, and it will be his fourth personal foul. We've got two team fouls for each team. Score is 28-12, 3 minutes and 44 seconds left. Otteson's first free throw is going to be no good. They're going to do a substitution. Badger's going to come out. Looks like Lynch is going to come in. They're also going to take Klinger out and put Stearns back in for him. And Otteson with his second attempt. Second one's going to bounce off. It's going to be recovered by Swinton. Taken back down by Lynch. Lynch is going to take it over to Green, and it's going to be intercepted by Bryce Gerald. Gerald's going to bring it back down to Rangel. Over to Howell. He's going to take it up to the top. Out to Gillen. Gillen's going to take it to Stokes. Stokes up at the top of the key, trying to find a spot. Over to Howell. Back to Gillen. They're really working on the passing game here. Back over to Stokes. Stokes is going to take it inside to Gillen, who's going to try to pass it out to Otteson. He will recover it before it goes out of bounds, but take it back to Gillen. Gillen's going to drive in, and a whistle is blown. It's going to be a foul on the ground. It looks like that foul is going to be on Hudson Sage. It will be his second personal foul of the game. And a timeout is going to be called.
Looks like the Glacier Bears won a 30-second timeout here.
By the Glacier Bears.
Coach Stokes did the right thing here. You were talking about the fact that they weren't moving the ball inside. They were passing it around, making a dribble it back and forth way beyond the three-point arc. I'm talking about the Wrangell Wolves now. They waited until they finally got Otteson down low with Klinger guarding him. Then they gave Otteson the ball, and then he went hard to the hoop, and that's how Klinger picked up his fourth foul. That's what they were waiting. They were working it to try to get it to him, and they finally did. And then Klinger picked up his fourth foul, and, of course, that makes a big difference for the Glacier Bears.
It does, definitely, because that fourth foul, you know, just being 2 minutes and 54 seconds left in the third, they got to get him out for a little while and try to save him for some more of the fourth quarter. And definitely not having him in there doing, you know, blocking and having his height in there.
Yeah, it makes
could
a big difference.
Could be a big difference for them.
Wrangell definitely took advantage of it. They were just, like I say, moving the ball around until they got it to the right man. And then he immediately, I mean, it wasn't even a decision. He went right to the hoop as soon as he got it and was able to draw the foul. Well, we're having to take an extra minute here. Glacier Bears spilled a little water on the floor over there, so everybody's kind of cleaning things up here. Everybody's ready to play down here, but the officials are saying we need to get that off the floor, and that's a smart thing, of course.
Definitely don't want any injuries, but it's good to see that their game has slowed down a little bit. They're taking that time to kind of see, you know, set up for the shot. And looks like the Glacier Bears are doing the same when they get the ball back down, trying to really set up shots rather than
a little more patience on their offensive end. That's right.
And now we're back, and Rangel's going to inbound the ball. Stokes is going to try for an immediate three, but it's no good. And looks like it's going to be a held up ball. On the rebound, in an alternating possession, it's going to go over to the Glacier Bears. So it's going to be inbounded to Lynch. Lynch looks like the Wrangell Wolves are trying a little bit more. Lynch gets his feet caught up, and he's going to be called for traveling, so that ball's going to turn over. But it looks like the Wrangell Wolves are trying to put a little bit more pressure on the backcourt again. So Stokes is going to have the ball for Rangel. He's going to bring it in, trying to find a shot. Looks like he's going to be fouled. And it's going to be Josh Stearns on the foul. His fourth personal foul, also fourth team foul for this half. 2 minutes and 35 seconds left in the third period. 28-12 is the score. Rangel's going to inbound the ball. Gillen's going to try for an immediate shot, but he is going to be fouled. And that foul is going to be on Lynch. It'll be his first foul. But it did happen on the ground, so there'll be no shots taken for that one. Stringle's going to inbound the ball, and it's going to be Stokes right outside the arc. And Gillen's going to drive the lane, put it up, and it's good. Score will be 30-12, Rangel. And bringing it back across the court. Looks like Gerald got in there with Stearns. Both got a hand on the ball. And, of course, alternating possession means it's going to be Rangel's ball this time around. He's going to inbound that to Stokes. Stokes is going to keep it just beyond the arc. But looking for an opportunity, he's going to drive it in to Gillen. Gillen's going to put it up for two. That'll be his 13th point of the game. Lynch now got it for the Glacier Bears, bringing it across. Going to pass it out to Swinton. Swinton's putting it up for three almost, but not quite. Take it back down. Aaron Howell's going to have it for Rangel. He tries to pass it in. Passing it in to Bryce Gerald, who's going to be called for traveling. The ball will get turned back over to the Glacier Bears. But they're setting up, making a substitution. Stearns is coming out, and I believe Matthew Green came in. Getting the ball over to Badger. Back to Lynch at the top, just beyond the arc. Over to Green on the right. Back up to Lynch, and then back over to Badger. Badger's going to be open, shoot for that three, and he makes it. So once he can get open and get those three shots, that'll be his first 3 points of the game here. Rangel now has the ball, and looks like Bryce Gerald is going to drive the lane and get fouled. And that foul will be, I believe, on Green. Matthew Green will be his second foul of the game. That'll be six for the half for the Glacier Bears. Score is 32-15. Minute 15 left in the period. Stokes has the ball. He's going to pass it inside to Gerald. He's going to just get away from him and go out of bounds. It will be Glacier Bear ball. Swinton's going to inbound it to Lynch. He's going to pass it really quickly over to Green. Green's going to pass it inside to Badger. Badger will put it up for an easy two. Score is 32-17. 55 seconds left in this quarter. Stokes has the ball. Taking it over to the left to Howell, who's going to take it back up to the top, over to Dingwall. Now back in the game for Odison. Dingwall's driving the lane, and he's going to put it up, but it's no good. In the meantime, it looks like there's a blocking foul on Lynch.
They may have called that on.
They may have called it on Green.
Green.
Yeah, I think
both boys were there. I thought I saw 15 also, but they haven't put it up on the scoreboard.
Oh,
there
they have it on the board now. Yes, it is on Green. It's his third foul. He's going to take Dingwall to the line. His first shot is up and no good. It makes him 1 out of 5 for the night from the line. Second shot, no good as well. Rebounded by the Glacier Bears. Badger was in there with that ball. Takes it down to Swinton. Swinton tries to pass over to Lynch. Gets knocked away by Howell. Out on Rangel, so it's Glacier Bear ball. Score 32-17. 34 seconds left in this quarter. Lynch has the ball at the top. Taking it over to the right to Green. Green's going to take it back to Lynch. Lynch is trying to decide if he wants to go up for three. He chooses not to. Takes the ball out to Badger. Badger's going to put it up for three. No good. Rangel with the rebound. Tyler Gillen has that ball. He's going to take it over to Stokes. just beyond the arc. We've got 8 seconds left in the game. They're going to hold the ball. Might make a last-minute shoot here. Aaron Howell has the ball. He's going to shoot with a minute, 1 second left. No good. So going into the fourth quarter, 32-17, Wrangell. Team fouls for the Glacier Bears, 2 team fouls for the Wolves.
Okay, and we'll turn it back to the KHS studios for 1 minute. We'll be back in 1 minute.